Your brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Martin Luther once put it that we are nothing but beggars who show other beggars where to find food. Luther knew his position. He knew he was nothing but a servant of God, and that it was not about him. It was all about the Word, which tells us that we are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus alone. Luther had no intention of having a denomination named after himself. He wanted his followers to be known as evangelical, from the Greek word euangelion, which talks about the gospel. Luther knew that it was not he that mattered, but only the proclamation of the gospel. Sadly, others would later take the name, and so we would add the name Luther to the Evangelical Lutheran Church, as we now confess, as we are confirmed. The gospel is indeed bread, but more than that, a treasure. It is the richest treasure anyone can ever have, and it is one that no one can ever take from them. But unbelievably enough, the treasure is passed to us from sinners, from sinful human beings. Yes, pastors are saints and sinners, just like all other believers, so they are still sinners. The only time the one preaching the gospel was not a sinner was when Jesus was preaching it, because he is the only one in history to have taught it without sin. Otherwise, every other person who has preached the gospel has been a sinner. And everyone who ever will preach it will be saints and, yes, sinners. But again, it is not about the container. It is not about the person who speaks the gospel. It is all about the treasure. That's what God tells us through his servant Paul in our epistle text for today. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. There were those in Paul's day, just as there are today, who focused their ministry on what they believed they were accomplishing, on their good works, on what they were doing. But we believe and confess that we cannot, by our own reason and strength, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ or come to him of our own power. That is solely the work of the Holy Spirit. No pastor has ever or will ever bring someone to Jesus Christ. It may appear that way, but who can see the heart but God alone? As Paul points out, it was God who made us all and all of creation. God commanded the light to come into existence, and it came. It was also God who spoke, and we believed. He is the one who sparked the light in each of us, the light of faith. It is the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, and this is found in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure, the treasure of the knowledge of the glory of God found in Jesus Christ, in us, in each of you, as well as me. God spoke it, and we received it. Yet the power remains God's alone. The salvation he has given to us in his Son Jesus' life, crucifixion, and resurrection far outshines any of us. The glory is God's alone. The glory is God's alone, but we receive the same treatment for speaking it that his Son did. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. Pastors and members of every congregation do battle with the spiritual forces. As servants of Christ, we are all afflicted, but especially those who have high positions in the church. Satan strikes hardest against those on the front lines. That has always been his practice. He wants the destruction of the church and will use every way in his arsenal to deceive, ensnare, turn us against one another, and the like. We are afflicted in every way. Even as jars of clay, we find that we are not perfect. We are sinners. Even our very bodies are at war against doing what God would have us to do. We may spend many a night perplexed by everything happening to us. We might even be persecuted or struck down. None of these are easy things. Nowhere in this text does God say through Paul that it will be easy or that pastors or members will always have smiles on their faces. If someone claims that it is easy or that you are not praying hard enough or anything like that, that person is not telling you God's word. That is not, however, to say that we do not have joy during these periods. Again, we have the knowledge of the glory of God found in the face of Jesus Christ. We know the truth that Jesus died for our sins, and we have received that forgiveness freely. Because of the surpassing greatness of God, while we may be afflicted, we are not crushed. While we may be perplexed, we are not driven to despair. While we may be persecuted, we are not forsaken. While we may be struck down, we are not destroyed. This is because we are always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. We are being conformed to the life of Christ every day, day by day. We know that whatever happens, whether we are fine physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, or if we are being given over to death for Jesus' sake, God is at work in our lives for our good. But God is also at work in us that there would be life in you. All of us are called to be servants of one another. As we serve and as we are in conflict with Satan and his hosts, our lives are demonstrations of Jesus manifested in our mortal flesh. Several times in the Acts of the Apostles, many came to faith when the apostles were arrested or beaten for their faith. When they were weak and had to trust God most, then they were strong, and their lives showed that. So long as we live in this sinful, fallen world, there will always be conflict between Satan and the church. There may be times of more conflict or less, but wherever the gospel is being preached in its full truth and purity, wherever the sacraments are being administered according to God's will, Satan will be attacking. Yet while we may be attacked, we are never defeated in Jesus Christ. Our lives are demonstrations, not that we are so good. We are, after all, simply beggars. They are demonstrations to show that we know where to find food. And we show others where to find that same food, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he has paid the price for our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.